My name's Chris, and welcome to the Nimbus Marketing Podcast. In today's episode, we go over how to create a lead magnet and what it can do for your business. Welcome to the Nimbus Marketing Podcast. My name is Chris, and today we are going to talk about lead magnets. We're going to find out what is a lead magnet, how you can make one, and how it's going to benefit your business. So you can see we're here on the Nimbus marketing website at wearenimb.us. If you go down here, you can see some of the different services that we offer. We talked about slide decks a couple episodes ago when we were working with the Security Insights company. Today, we're going to go on the other side of that and work on lead magnets, right? So that security company is obviously going to need to finish, I'm going to need to finish helping them put together their slide deck, but they're probably going to need a lead magnet as well. And your business, if it doesn't have a lead magnet, it should. And I'm going to show you why and why that's important. If you go down just a little further, you can see this section here that says, get the 20-page PDF that makes marketing simple and easy to understand. And you can see that we've got the title page of that, or the title card of that over here. When you hit download now, it takes you to a landing page where visitors can find out a little bit more about what this PDF is about. They're going to put in their name and their email address here. I got that out of order a little bit. Email address, first name. They're going to hit get the PDF. They're going to receive an email with a link that allows them to download that PDF. They can go through the 20 pages and figure out how content marketing can actually be easy, right? How they can do that pretty easy. So that's just one way to do it. And that's on, of course, our website. I'm going to show you a couple examples of lead magnet PDFs that I have made for people in the past, right? And why is it important to have a lead magnet PDF? Well, as you saw, number one, you're giving away value up front, you know, to your website visitors. This is important because this helps them to trust you, and you need to build trust with your audience, right? You have to build trust with people who may be on the fence with doing business with you, who may be curious, but they may not even been thinking about doing business with you until you show them what you can actually do for them, right? So let's take a look. Peak Annual Wellness Center. This was a doctor that I had worked with in the past, and he was taking care of some people who fit in that 65 plus, you know, the Medicare category. And if you go down a little bit on his website, you know, you can see avoid hospitalizations, receive a 5-year plan, pay nothing. He was really actually offering a free service that was provided to, you know, this demographic by the government. And they just didn't know that it was available to them. So he's offering it. He's making them aware of it. It's really good for them to get their checkup. But it's different than a checkup, but we won't go into that because obviously you can see, you know, we do cancer screenings, home safety screenings, all these things that your normal doctor wouldn't ask you. They should ask you, but they don't. This doctor does. And you can see right here, 3 things you can do right now to stay healthy. So that's great. Wouldn't you want to know, you know, 3 things you could do right now to stay healthy? 3 things. That seems really simple, right? So then somebody puts in their email, their name, they get the PDF, and then let's take a look. Here it is. So we're just going to minimize this in the background here. Whoops. Let's kind of close some of these out. So 3 things you can do right now to stay healthy by Dr. Jeff Epstein, right? So we go down here, and boom, there's an introduction. So we're diving into a PDF that is offering a lot of value. You know, I mean, if you just kind of peruse here, there's all sorts of, looks like this has a lot of really good information. You know, the graphics, it's making sense, da, da, da. We're going to talk about why we lay a PDF like this out for people. Why, you know, we're using the images and the colors and, you know, how we're laying out the text. You know, it all really does matter. Remember, clarity in communication has to be there. You know, that if you're not communicating clearly, then you're just going to confuse. And when you confuse, you're just going to lose people. You know, whether that's you're going to lose their attention, you're going to lose their interest. There's a lot of loss when you're not communicating clearly. So let's go to the top here. This is the first PDF we're going to look at. And then I'm going to show you another one I did for a completely different company. All right, stick with me. Three things you can do right now to stay healthy. So obviously the number three, people like things in 1, 2, 3, 5, or 7. That for whatever reason, people like those numbers, or 10, you know, those numbers people are comfortable with, especially the number three, because it's like ABC 1, 2, 3, to paraphrase Michael Jackson, right? The Jackson 5. It's super simple for people to grasp. It's something that they can understand easily. So three things you can do. That seems achievable. Yeah, I can do three things right now to stay healthy. We're using the words right now, meaning they can do this today. That it's within their grasp, within their reach, within their control. They can do this right now to stay healthy. So staying healthy, not become healthy, which is fine to use become because that's a transformative type of language, but to stay healthy. You know, most people think that they're healthy and they're really not, you know, but this is going to help them to, quote, stay healthy, right? Or actually become healthy, as opposed to the habits that they probably are participating in now. So if we go, before we go down, three, that's the big number right there, right? So something achievable, you wanna make it look simple. Highlight the simple parts. So three, that's super big right up here. Things you can do, if you tell people they're gonna do something or telling them what to do, they don't really like that. So we put that in really thin text, right? Things you can do right now. So there's urgency to stay healthy, call to action. Got it? So achievable, we're gonna go back to the top here. Achievable, number three, things you can do right now, urgency to stay healthy, call to action, okay? And we're using blue as the primary color here, mostly because it goes along with the logo, the color scheme of the brand and the logo for Peak Annual Wellness Center. But it's a really good color as well to use in this ebook or this PDF because it helps people to feel calm or feel cool. It's not an aggressive color. It's a very agreeable color, blue. When we go into color theory, which we could go into in another episode, why certain colors evoke certain emotions and what they mean subconsciously and subliminally, blue, you know, has some very calming properties to it when people see it. It's the color for Twitter. It's the color for Facebook. And if you haven't seen Facebook's new logo, you know, with their new color scheme, you should probably take a look at that and understand why they changed the shade of blue that they used, right? There's a lot of reasoning behind that color theory. So I'm not going to go into that super deep right now, but it has a lot of calming, peaceful properties to it. So we're going to make them feel calm and cool about this because we want them to continue to feel that they can actually do this and feel good about it, right? So let's keep going down. So introduction, right? I thought there were three things, 1, 2, 3. Well, we're going to give them a lot more value here, right? So introduction, and we use this, look at this header up here. Well, I don't know why it's selecting it that way. But if you look at this header, it's slicing over to the right side. We're giving it a little bit of an edge here, a little artistic edge, you know, so it's not so clean cut and formal. This is a lot more informal of a look. It's got little brush strokes, almost like a paintbrush. And then there's the title word, introduction. We want to do this because we want the reader to feel comfortable reading this. We want them to feel comfortable with the idea that they can achieve these three things to stay healthy. And if by the end of reading this PDF, they can feel good about themselves and they feel good about the information they just received, which means they can trust who gave them this information, and they're going to want to find out more. Okay. Now, just like we talked about with our doctor websites when we were reviewing Chicago Family Doctors. And if you haven't seen that episode, go back on YouTube or Facebook or on IGTV and take a look at some of what we did with reviewing some of those doctor websites. Remember, people skim and scan, I said it right, skim and scan websites. Well, they do the same thing with PDFs. And the reason we've bolded some of this text or even made it a little bigger, you can see here in the very middle of the page, is because we know that they're going to do this. People don't like to read a whole lot of things. They just don't. Okay. I don't, you know, and I'm a great reader. And there's a lot of other people that are great readers. Great readers don't even like to necessarily read things unless they have to or unless they want to, right? People are looking through here to find out what is actually valuable to me. What can I get out of this? That is their mindset. Okay. So let's keep going down here. People like to read very quick things, very quick wins. So we bullet point that, right? So let's take a look at this very introductory sentence here. You know, we all know that we could be doing something better one way or another. Self-identification in the wording, very important. All of us could probably come up with a similar list if asked to. That list would probably include healthy diet, regular exercise, good relationships. Oh, they can start to relate to some of these, you know. And by the way, Dr. Jeff wrote all of this up, but what I did is I took this and I formatted it in such a way that I knew people would their eyes would stop at certain points. So we bolded the text here in the bullet points so that they could go, oh, dot, 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 dot. And they probably won't read all of those bullet points, but some of the ones that they can identify with will jump out at them and they'll go, oh yeah, that's me. And as long as we can get them to go, yes, that's me, they will continue reading. They'll go to the next section and look, big bold text in the middle here. If we know what to do and know that these are pretty basic, why do we struggle to simply exercise regularly and eat right? Very good question. And guess what? This is a question that people, maybe even you, ask yourself or are aware, self-aware of this question of yourself. You know, why do I have such a hard time exercising and eating right? I know that that's very basic and I know that that's what I need to do. Why don't I do it? You know, so then it gets them to read a little more, right? And they probably won't read some of these sentences here. Look, these aren't even paragraphs. These are just sentences that are in larger text than normal and spread out a little more so that it is easy and comfortable to read. It gives them breathing room. You have to give them breathing room to read. Look at this. It's just one big sentence or two sentences here. That's all it is. Maybe two sentences. That's it. That's not even a paragraph. A paragraph is at least 3 to 4 sentences. So we've broken this up so that it gives people visual breathing room so that they can feel easy enough to read it. And of course, we're using a very light graphic over here. Again, giving it an informal feel because look, it looks like a little pencil drawing, little pencil sketch or something. So it's very friendly. It's not intimidating. It's approachable. You know, it's not super formal at all. We want to keep this as comfortable and laid back as possible, at least for the context of this PDF, because we're dealing with an everyday layperson who wants to be healthier and they want to be able to do this in a very achievable way. Okay. So if we go down, we use this same theme for each big point. And you can see we take the number one, we put it at maybe like a 10% or 13% opacity so that it's very subliminal one, but we use the title of that point in full opacity, 100% activity and exercise. And we use this little shoe, this little sneaker over here Could be a walking shoe, could be a running shoe. And then we bold the first sentence or the first paragraph. It's like a mini paragraph because these are very short sentences. Most people are aware that we need about 20 to 30 minutes of exercise a day, right? And then we give a little bit here, normal text, boom. We go right into bold text with bullet points. So you can see bold, normal. We've got a pattern here, right? People will follow along with your text if they can see. It's almost like a musical rhythm, but it's visual, okay? What I mean by that is there's boom, 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 boom. You know, they can very quickly say, and I know that that didn't make a whole lot of sense. I was just using, you know, little tones there or rhythmic values. But and that's not very good English or grammar or whatever. But you get what I'm saying when I say, look, there's a pattern and they can identify it visually. People like to identify things audibly when they listen to music. So it's not any different when we're trying to present something to them visually. Because if they see, I mean, we could go to any website. Let's actually just open up a new window, right? If we go to newyorktimes.com, right? Or no. Actually, let's do this. Let's go to Wikipedia and let's just, here we go. The Paranthodon, right? It's a dinosaur. Look at all this text. I mean, if this were, I mean, excluding the pictures, and we can do that here using the reader view, look at all this text. If it were a piece of music, if that article was like a piece of music, it would all be the same tone. It would be just a drone. You know, that's just what it is. But if you visually break things up, it's pleasing to the eye, and they will naturally have a place to follow. Right, they will have a certain flow of where their eyes should go. You have to control the direction of where they're looking just by using very simple, not crazy, overt, in your face, you know, neon colors or, you know, extravagant pictures. You don't have to do that. It can be very subtle, and it should be subtle, you know, to guide the eye down the page, lead them on, you know, like a little breadcrumb trail, right? Let's go on to the next over here. Number two, diet and weight control. So now we're breaking this up even more. Look, we're going right and left and right and left, right and left and right and left. It's a way to guide the eye. And we can see here, we only have one bold section here. After a few days or so, you'll begin to notice that you're dropping weight and without feeling hungry, you can move in and out of this diet as needed to keep your weight as desired. Okay, so that's great. And what do we do to get them to read everything else that's not bold? Well, we put in this water glass here with little ice cubes in it so that they can, you know, they can see that the sentence is very short. There's one to two sentences in these little blocks of text. And so, you know, this seems very achievable. It's not hard to read when they can consume it in small bites. And that's important. Okay. Next page, staying connected. Again, now we have two sections for them to read instead of a whole bunch, you know, or a lot of text. We're actually making it easier as they go along. So this one talks about having healthy relationships. That's why we have the speech bubbles. This one, the first point in here, attending a local faith-based fellowship. That's why we have the church with the steeple. Keep going. Regular visits to your doctor. Oh, look. So after point three, we give them even more bonus material, regular visits to your doctor. And this actually helps to funnel them to the idea of, I should probably see my doctor regularly, once a year, twice a year, something like that. And we get them, we call them to action basically here, why they need an annual wellness visit, which is, of course, the primary service of this wellness center, right? So that's how we did that. We gave them a lot of value that this is the type of advice that the doctor would probably have given them during this visit, based on questions that they asked them and the information that the patient would give back. But these are things that help to self-identify so they can go, yes, that's me. Yes, that's me. If they can do that enough times when they're reading this document, then they will, they'll just go, yeah, I need this service. And they'll do that. So that's great. Let's move on to another, let's get a new web page up here. And I'm going to show you, actually, let's see, let's bring this back up. So there's Peak. And here's another one, current technology group, right? Completely different industry. So we're out of the medical industry. Now we're in the tech industry. This is a low voltage installation company that does, obviously, as you can see, audio, video, security, automation, access control, networking, very techy, heady stuff. But at the bottom here, we can see five essentials for a safer and smarter home. Everybody wants a safer and smarter home. We hit download. Oh, look, it takes me to a landing page. There's the title. And then they put in their email address, name, and then they can hit download now. And then they get this wonderful PDF. And let's go to it, right? So here it is. Five essentials for a safer and smarter home, right? And we make use, really good use of the icons here. We've got cameras. This is a camera that's installed in the ceiling that you would see, like a security camera. You're probably familiar with that. That's obviously a padlock on a door handle. There's a light bulb. There's a speaker. And then there's a climate control, you know, so either warm or cold, you know, like a little thermostat. So let's keep going here. This one, obviously, the feel and the tone is very bright. It's energizing. It's, you know, we've got this nice gradient from this very, you know, very bold blue color to a greenish blue, leaning more in that green direction. And we use that throughout. And look, we're using the same theme. We've got these little corner slices that very subtly call out, what section am I in? You know, what am I reading about? Cameras, right? So we use this same normal, bold, right? Standard, bold, standard, bold, right? If you can guide people's eyes up and down the page, then it makes it easy for them to read. And if the easier you make it for them to read, the more that they are going to engage with your content. And if they engage with your content, they're going to trust you. And if they trust you, especially since you're giving this to them for free, you know, all they had to give up was their name and their email, which people say that emotionally is the equivalent to a $10 transaction, right? So be thinking about what information, what advice, what consulting or, you know, consultation or counsel, or, you know, what information can I give away that's a, you know, equivalent to $10 or $15? What would somebody pay me $10 or $15 for? And I could put that into, you know, a PDF or an ebook or something like that, that will bring people value for free. You know, all they have to give up is their email and their name. And why do people have a hard time giving up their email and their name? Because they don't want to get spammed. They don't want to get on all these crazy lists. You know, they just don't. Emotionally, they hate getting spam email. So that means, yes, they know that they're going to be put on an email list, your email list. So it's your responsibility to not spam them. Don't try and close in or close the deal super early. You have to provide so much value that they feel like, oh, I have good emotions. I have good, you know, reactions, feelings when I see an email come in from this company or this person. You have to be able to provide that. It's your responsibility as a business and a marketer to do that, right? And if you need help with that, contact us. We'll talk it through. We'll talk it through in a consultation. We'll talk about that later. But let's keep going down here. Again, the use of icons to really give thematic visual themes throughout the PDF is super important because it lets them know, this is what I, look, I'm talking about lights, and here's a picture of a light bulb. We're talking about smart speakers. Here's some smart speakers. It's very simple. You know, it's very basic. But a lot of people just don't put together, you know, this simple of a PDF of a lead magnet. And again, lead magnets don't have to only be PDFs. You can have a small 3 to 5, you know, 2 to 3 minute or 5 minute video series, right? So if you had 4 videos that were 5 minutes each, around 5 minutes each, that's about 20-ish minutes of video content that you split up into 4 different videos, and it breadcrumbs them along one to the other. They feel like they're getting value because they're hearing and seeing you, which is amazing. Then you can even give them a PDF on top of that if you wanted to. You know, get creative with how you're providing upfront value to your website visitor, and they will certainly appreciate it. Let's keep going here. Checklists. Look at this. Checklist on cameras. Let's just take a look at this for a second. Individuals looking to burglarize a home will avoid a residence when they can see it. It has been equipped with a security system. Okay, that's an important note, right? So security camera checklist, you're giving them something that they can use, they can actually reference back to over and over. And the more time that they reference back to something that you have given them, then you're going to be at the top of their head, their top of their, you know, their thoughts, right? Which is always good, because if they constantly go back to you as a trusted resource, then they're going to want to see, well, if they've given me so much value for free, how much more value can I get from them if I pay for their services or pay for their products? You know, that's what they're going to be thinking subconsciously. It's not an active thing that they're really thinking about, you know, very rarely. It's all happening microseconds subconsciously in the back of their heads. 1080p high definition video, night vision, motion detection, weather resistant. This sounds like this is what I would need to look for when I go and get a security camera for my house or my office or whatever it is, you know. And then you give them these checklists for each item, you know, each section, checklist, checklist, checklist. And that way they can go, this is making sure that I'm getting the right type of product, the right type of device, which is important, of course. Oh, look, one more thing. Here's a bonus section, Wi-Fi networking, right? And this is all very related within the smart home industry, the smart home space that keeps evolving, Internet of Things. So that's very fun. This is nice, bright, colorful, playful almost, and it makes them excited about this subject matter, right? That's why we use these images to show them, oh, yeah, this is what it could be. You know, this is what my house could look like, or these are the things I could have in my house. I could totally do this, you know. It makes them feel like they can achieve that. So again, providing lots and lots of value up front and putting it into, you know, formatting this in such a way that they feel like they can get a lot of quick wins, makes them feel good about themselves and good about you and the information that you gave them. So make a list today of some of the things that you can start to put together, saying, what type of value can I give upfront to my website visitors? People who are curious about doing business with me, or maybe haven't thought about doing business with me, but would probably spark their curiosity. What could you teach for about emotionally a $10, $15 transaction, $12 transaction? What could you put together and teach people about what you do or how you can enrich their lives with your products and services? And using list-based, using a list-based PDF or using a list-based video series or whatever you have to do, really makes it easy for somebody to understand what it is that they can just check things right off the list. They can go down the list and feel like they get quick wins from that. And it's going to make them feel really good about what they just read or watched. And it's going to make them feel really good about you because you gave it to them for, quote, free, right? All they gave up was their name and their email address. I want you to think about what are some of the things that we can educate people on in our business so that they feel like they're getting a lot of value. That's it for today's episode. If you found this valuable, leave a comment. Let me know what part of the podcast you are most interested or or something that really hit home for you. And we can talk about this more, and you can even schedule a 30-minute consultation with me. I'd love to talk with you over the phone or over a Skype call or something like that. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or even on our website at We Are Nimbus. That's wearenimb.us, or on social media at We Are Nimbus Inc. That's We Are Nimbus INC. And you can schedule a free 30-minute consultation, and we'll even review your marketing materials that you already have and show you how to take your marketing to the next level. Let me try this again. Let me try this one more time. Okay. This is definitely going to make the outtakes, folks. Yeah. Coffee. Oh boy. All right. Here we go.